Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, year C. First reading will be taken from the book of Amos, chapter 8, verses 4 to 7. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 113. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Luke's gospel, chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is perfect happiness via responsible stewardship. In today's second reading, St. Paul declared that God wants everyone to be with him in paradise and attain the fullness of the truth, which comes with perfect and unending happiness. Thus, St. Thomas Aquinas insists that man's ultimate happiness consists in the contemplation of the truth. In other words, if we desire to be saved and happy forever in this world and in the world to come, then attainment of the truth, which consists in understanding God, must begin now in this imperfect world. For God alone, Aquinas says, constitutes man's happiness. However, temporal and spiritual goods were planted by the Lord for man's well-being and to order our paths to God himself, and to ensure that those goods are ordered to their proper ends, the Lord appointed us to be stewards of his earthly goods and the good news of his gospel. Thus, as human stewards, our task is to use, protect, nurture, share, and sustain those created goods so as to help our understanding of God and attainment of unending happiness. In other words, the pursuit of love, joy, success, fame, and glory in this world is okay, it is in order. However, the things we possess and our gifts and talents given for enjoyment and preservation of life must be governed and directed toward those things that pertain to the love of God and neighbor. Yes, the things we have, the things we possess, and the things given to us, our positions and talents, must be guided and directed towards the love of God and the love of neighbor. However, we must not forget, my brother, my sister, that we live in an imperfect world with sheep and wolves. Hence, we could fail as stewards if we are not faithful and astute, shrewd, or prudent with our time, treasures, and talents. Thus, as stewards of God's given temporal and spiritual goods, we must be diligent and not lazy or neglectful. In other words, yes, we are called to be Christ-like, but not meant to be dopes, foolish, silent, or inactive in the face of scammers of this world, in the face of corrupt leaders, in the face of corruption and bad governance. Nonetheless, we must not overindulge in anything or in actions that look or looks good, but may get in the way of self-development, success, happiness, understanding of God, and attainment of perfect happiness. Therefore, for successful and good stewardship, St. Paul advises us to pray. Pray and ask God for help. He says, pray for everyone, especially our leaders. We must ask for an outpouring of God's love and mercy, that we might be justified and blessed for our good works, and purified for our mistakes as human stewards. And so may the Lord in his infinite mercy bless the works of our hands and grant us peace in his kingdom. And may the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, may they rest in perfect happiness with the Lord. May he grant us his blessings today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Saint Michael, the Archangel, pray for us.